Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof overhead, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, a couple of events coming up. Lunch and Learns Thursday for real estate agents. Friday, selling your business, want to pay no taxes? Yeah, we're going to talk about that one on Friday. If you want information on either of those events, give me a holler at 800-306-1990. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. You call the number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, we are going to chat today about preparing to get a new mortgage, preparing to buy a house. Maybe you're not ready yet. Maybe you think you need to wait until the time. Well, we're going to chat about all this that you should be looking at today if you're thinking about buying a home in the spring. So we'll chat about that. But let's see what we're celebrating today. I saw this one. It's a pretty light day on the celebration list. I'm just looking at this thing, and I got a bad feeling.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, National Plum Pudding Day today. Yeah, not a whole lot of excitement on that one. Let's take a look at the stock market, see if we can find any excitement there. Yes, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that is moving nicely. That's up 333 points as we speak. Oil up $1.26. a barrel. Looking at the 10-year treasury, that's up a little bit, 3 basis points to 268.8, almost 269 on the yield on that 10-year treasury. Not good news for the bond market, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's check and see. Oh, see what's going on here on the bond market. We're and what's in the news? Did you check out the president's commentary yesterday? It was a fascinating speech out in little competition between President Trump and Beto O'Rourke. I think there were more security guards at the Trump event than there were total people at the Beto O'Rourke event. Just saying, it probably wasn't one of his best showings. Maybe it was his best showing. Maybe that was just the issue, is that he's just not all there when it comes to some of these events. He's been a congressman in Texas, hasn't done a whole heck of a lot. Lost in the Senate, didn't move too far there. So we'll keep watching that one for you, but it's probably not a whole lot of excitement on the Beto O'Rourke front. He's probably not going to go too far, but something, everybody's in on the Democrat process right now, so we'll check that out. But we did watch a little bit, see a little bit, get some of the reports on the Trump rally yesterday in El Paso, gave some stats talking about just a mile or 2 miles away on the other side of the border from El Paso. Other side of the border, they've got thousands of murders. El Paso, 23 murders. Yeah, you don't want any, but I think I would stay on the American side. Keep that wall, please. House and Senate negotiators late Monday struck a bipartisan deal.
I got a bad feeling about this.
In principle, that would dodge a second partial government shutdown by providing President Trump $1.375 billion in funding for physical barriers along 55 miles of the Rio Grande Valley. That's where the president was yesterday. Apparently, they already started that, so it's not like it's any major news story going on there. But you know something? We'll see what happens in that arena. The president says he's going to build that wall. He's going to finish the wall. Apparently, they're already in the build process. So we'll see what happens on that front as well. President's moving forward. You got to love it. See what happens. And protection. I know this. The Democrats don't want that protection. They don't want to secure the border. They think that that's the way they're going to get more and more voters coming in. Just not sure that that's going to be the right solution for them. But, hey, you know something? They can do as they wish. We will continue to watch that and see what happens, how that plays out. But the numbers are there that you just want to make sure that we get some of these things going on and protecting the American people. That is the concept. You know, I don't know why the president or the Democrats don't want that. They don't ever give us a reason why, right? They say that the barriers don't work, yet they have them. You have them at home. I have them at my house. They're all over, but they're telling us, oh, they don't work. Figure that one out. How could that be the case? But, you know, I'm just a radio guy out here chatting a little bit of radio with you. So they've got that barrier, both sides claiming victory in the talks. I don't know how the Republicans claim victory when they get a third of what they're really needing. But I guess if both sides are a little bit unhappy, then both sides probably did well. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, is expected to break attendance records as it signals the start of the 2020 presidential election and poses the question of whether President Trump is making good on his promises to make America great again. The theme for the CPAC 2019 pulls no punches in answering that question. It is what America makes great again. Already one of the largest conventions of its kind, the American Conservative Union, which is organizing the February 27th to March 2nd at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center, just outside of Washington, is expected to draw a record 1,000 amid signs of increased activism among conservatives energized by the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court confirmation hearings. President and Vice President are expected to speak, as are dozens of top-tier lawmakers, media figures, and even sports stars like New Orleans Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. Interesting one there. Back to the El Paso event. Campaign-style rally Monday night in El Paso, Texas, just as possible 2020 contender and former U.S. Democrat Representative Beto O'Rourke led a border wall protest roughly a half mile away. Trump's event held the El Paso County Coliseum for his first Make America Again rally of the year, didn't identify the dueling rally nearby in the town that sits along the U.S.-Mexico border. But the president did mention O'Rourke, the young man with a great name, challenged us, the president said in reference to O'Rourke. The president announced his rally last week during his second State of the Union address, in which he alleged El Paso is now one of the nation's safest cities because of a powerful barrier that was put in place, a claim that others disputed. He reiterated that point on Monday night, speaking to the crowd in front of a large red banner that read, quote unquote, "Finish the wall." Trump said El Paso is one of the safest cities in America thanks to a powerful border wall. In the news as well, U.S. Representative, you got to love this one, the story that keeps on giving. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lashed out at President Donald Trump on Monday after he ridiculed the freshman lawmaker's controversial new Green New Deal rally during a rally in El Paso. Trump derided the Green New Deal, an economic stimulus concept designed to fight income inequality and climate change, as a, quote, massive government takeover that would destroy the incredible economic gains, unquote, the U.S. has made under his administration. Quote, sounds like a high school term paper that it got a low mark, unquote, he quipped. Ocasio-Cortez scoffed at the president's evocation of literary aptitude, retorting, ah, yes, a man who can't even read briefings, written in full sentences, providing literary criticism of a House resolution. Now, think about this one. Cortez comes up with this event concept, and you got to love the stuff that's coming up from this lady. Now, she goes from being a waitress in a bar to now she is a politician that wants to revamp America and comes up with some fascinating, fascinating commentary. Fascinating events. I just don't understand some of them. But hey, you know something? She does have that right. She has been elected to office. But the focus here, my question is, does she think about any of these things? Now, she wants to get rid of all air travel. So I guess we can't go to Hawaii anymore. We can't go to Europe anymore. We can't go to China anymore because her idea is get rid of air travel. I just got to wonder about where she got her schooling from. I just...
You're absolutely useless.
Get rid of all fossil fuel and go to natural gas, she says, but natural gas comes from fossil fuel. So I wonder how we're going to deal with that one. Just, well, fascinating. We continue to listen to what she has to say. Border Patrol's El Paso sector announced Monday that its agents had taken 330 immigrants into custody, or migrants into custody, hours before President Trump was to visit the sector to make his latest pitch for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. The migrants were arrested shortly after midnight at the Antelope Wells entry point in southern New Mexico, which is part of the Border Patrol's El Paso sector. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that the group was composed primarily of Central American families and unaccompanied juveniles and was the 28th group of 100 or more migrants to be apprehended in the El Paso sector since the beginning of October. Just keeps on getting that way. Cory Booker is in the news, said the planet can't sustain people eating meat. Okay, so now we're going to get rid of meat and we're going to get rid of airplanes, according to our friends on the Democrat side. Booker told the vegan magazine Veg News earlier this month that he became vegan after coming to the realization that eating eggs didn't align with my spirit, unquote. While claiming he does not want to lecture Americans on their diets, Booker says Americans need to be nudged into fake cheese because the planet cannot sustain the environmental impact of the food industry. You just get ill listening to some of these folks. But hey, you know something? They've got the platform. We'll just keep on reporting on it. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, getting ready for a new mortgage, getting ready to buy a house this spring, we're going to talk about how to list your home for the best price and why you should not want to get a big tax refund. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher?
If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. The only one I know of with the FastPass loan approval. Looking at the markets today, S&P 500, it is up 33.58 as we speak. The 10-year Treasury up 3 basis points at 2.69 roughly. Fannie Mae 30-year bond is down just a little bit today. We're watching all of those numbers for you. The jobs report came out today. It's all called the JOLTS report, job openings. 7.3 million job openings in December. Companies are hiring, which suggests a drop in the unemployment rate for the February report. So we'll be watching that one closely for you. What else is happening in these mortgage market? Why are we seeing the numbers that we are seeing? Everybody can tell you what we are seeing. So we are looking forward, and the idea here that maybe that government shutdown is not going to occur, that's been pushing the markets a bit higher, or so it appears. Optimism or clues on a deal to avoid that shutdown came out yesterday. In economic news, the National Federation of Independent Businesses released their optimism index for January, showing that optimism levels among small businesses dropped from 104.4 to 101.2, which is the lowest level since November 2016. Plans to hire fell 5 points. And those who expect a better economy fell from 16% to 6%. Just 6 months ago, this was at 34%. Those that expect higher sales and it's a good time to expand also declined. Capital spending did rise by 1 point, and earning expectations were slightly lower. Main problem reported was once again finding qualified workers. While this is likely a contributor, this could be a sign of a slowing economy as well. NFIB president and CEO Juanita Dugan said that business operations are still very strong, but small business owners' expectations about the future are shaky. The NFIB is blaming the government shutdown for the change in confidence. CoreLogic released their loan performance insights for November 2018, showing that loans 30 days or more past due remain stable at 4.1%. Seriously delinquent loans, which is defined as 90 days or more, also remain stable, 1.5%. Seriously delinquent homes in foreclosure decreased. Now, you're going to hear this one. It goes from 0.5 to 0.4. Sounds like it's not a whole heck of a lot, but that's about a 20% drop. So that is a bit of a significant number that you may want to be watching right there. It's going to give you an indication that, you know, if you're thinking about buying a house and you want to put in crazy offers, probably not going to be the time to get that to go through right now. People are going to be looking at the numbers, and they're saying, you know something, we don't need to worry about that. So we are checking today. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one with that fast pass loan approval. Getting ready for a new home, buying a new home. We've got all these different tools for you, but let's chat a little bit about them right now. So we're looking and saying, okay, here's the concept. Are you looking to buy a new house maybe this spring? I get a lot of inquiries about people wanting to buy a new home. The issue that I don't hear a ton of, or the concern, I should say, that we do hear quite a bit is, I don't think I can afford it. I don't think I qualify. I don't think I have enough money for a down payment. And here's the issue is, try not to worry about all those things. Leave those questions to strict data. Don't look at what you think are the numbers. Take a look and say, okay, what does the exact data show? How do you know what that is? Well, part of the Get Mortgage Ready program, Ron Siegel Radio, all you have to do is text GMR to 79564. Just send me Get Mortgage Ready. We'll get you onto the program. So the things you need to be dealing with is obviously the two biggest issues, credit scores and down payment. Those are the biggies right there. What is your income? It's all about the budget and the down payment and the credit score. Those are the big issues. And so many people have a mischaracterization of what they are and what they need. It is a bit frustrating is what I would call it. When we talk to you about, okay, what do you need to have as a credit score? What do you believe you need? And as such, a significant number of people have no idea what they really need in a credit score. Why would you? It's not what you do every day. Then you hear these crazy commercials on TV and they talk about, okay, you have to have a 720 FICO score, a 780 FICO score, an 800 FICO score in order to buy a new house. Well, that is just incorrect. And we want to make sure that you know better than that.
You know better than that.
Okay, so what we want to talk about today is, what do you really need? What are the scores? What is the process? So you can get a home loan with a FICO score as low as, well, there's some programs as low as 500. You can get a home loan with a FICO scores if you have enough down payment. They don't even worry about having income. These are all issues that a lot of people don't want to hear about. They don't want to know about because they want to follow this poor information that says, oh, you got to have a great FICO score, a lot of money for a down payment. Most people have 6% as their down payment. That is what the numbers come in at. 6% is the average down payment that people are having right now. So the issue then becomes, okay, what do we need to understand? Where do the scores come from? And more importantly, I hear this probably at least 5 or 6 times a week when we're talking to folks about credit card debt, right? You have to understand, when you're paying off your credit cards, there's a couple of different issues that you're dealing with when you're paying credit cards. If you're looking to just get out of debt, that is one issue. If you're looking to buy a new house, that is another issue. And if your strategies are going to be different. So when you're getting out of debt, you basically want to look at, what is the interest rate on every one of your credit cards? You're going to make a minimum payment on each one of them, but the one that has the highest interest rate, that one is the one you're going to make the largest payment to, because you want to get rid of that interest as quick as you can. That's the strategy for getting out of debt. You'll hear that on some other talk shows as well. Then you've got a completely different strategy if you're looking to if you're looking at buying a new house. When you're buying a new house, then your strategy has to change, and you have to look and say, okay, what is going to get me the highest FICO score? Your highest FICO score comes with 2 payments per month on every one of your credit cards. You want to make the largest payment possible, the largest you can afford, right before your statement closing date. And you want to work on getting your balances all down across the board. You want to get them all down to below 70% of the utilization rate, down below 50% then. Then work on getting them down below 30% of the utilization rate, and then down at 10% of the utilization rate. Now, what is a utilization rate? That's a big question, okay? So there, what you're looking at is, look at what your total limit is against the amount that you have used. So if you've got $1,000 limit. You've used $900. That's a 90% utilization rate. That is going to hurt your credit score. That's going to give you a ding on your credit score. What you want to do then is you want to go and say, okay, now let's look the next number and say, how do we work all of those down? So I told you before, make the biggest payment possible right before the statement closing date. That way when they report, your utilization is as low as possible. Now, to make sure you send another payment right before the payment due date, because we do not want you to have late payments. That's the worst thing possible. No late payments. So the idea here is you do both ways. You go with a statement closing date and the statement payment due date, both of them. You need to be watching both numbers all the time. We'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. How to list your home for the best price possible and why you should not want to get a big tax refund. I hear all these people saying, well, tax refunds are smaller this year. Well, that's a good thing. We want them to be smaller. We'll talk more about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEXT, N-E-X-T to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. How to list your home for the best price. If your plan for 2019 includes selling your home, you'll want to pay attention to where experts believe home values are headed. According to the latest home price index from CoreLogic, home prices increased by 4.7% over the course of 2018. I shared a map earlier that shows the results of the latest index by state. In Taxifornia, we are at 4.2% is our actual year-over-year change in price. 4.2, the national number again, 4.7. Arizona, 7.4. Nevada, 10.8. Oregon, 5.1. Washington, 6.3. A lot of states on the western side are doing a little bit better than we are in the state of confusion. Real estate is local. Each state appreciates at different levels. The majority of the country saw at least a 2% gain in home values, while some residents in North Dakota and Louisiana may have felt prices slow slightly. This effect will be short-lived. In the same report, CoreLogic forecasts that every state in the union will experience at least 2% appreciation, with the majority of the country gaining at least 4%. The prediction for the country comes in at 4.6%. For a median-priced home, that translates to over $14,000 in additional equity next year. Again, I shared a map that shows the forecast by state, and they are showing 9% for California. So how does this help you list your home for the best price? Armed with the knowledge of how much experts believe your house will appreciate this year, you'll be able to set an appropriate price for your listing from the start. If homes like yours are appreciating at 4%, you won't want to list your home for more than that amount. One of the biggest mistakes homeowners make is pricing their homes too high and reducing the price later when they don't get any offers. This can lead buyers to believe that there may be something wrong with the home, when in fact the price was just too high for the market. Price it lower, price it more aggressively, let the price get bid up, you'll be far better off. Pricing your home right from the start is one of the most challenging parts of selling your home. Once you decide to list your house, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let me put you in touch with a great real estate partner in your neighborhood. I talk to them all over the country all day long, so we probably have a good idea of who's doing what in which neighborhoods, and it may be a good idea for us to chat and see who might fit with you and get you the most possible money for your real estate. Just give me a call again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So before the break, we were chatting a little bit about credit and credit utilization. If you want to get some information on the Get Mortgage Ready program, just reach out to me. You can either text me, 800-306-1990. You can private message me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, any of those places. We'll get the information, get you on the rollout. Also, if you want to know how to get started on budgeting or see if you have enough money or resources, not all just about the money. It's about having the resources or access to that might be good for you. Text RSR budget, no spaces, RSR budget to 79564, and we'll get you set up on a great program. All you do is go in there. It's all confidential. It's all secure. Put in your bank account information, what bank you're at, account, and all that kind of good stuff. And automatically is going to pull the information in for you every day, and you can look at it. You can't make any changes. It's a read-only instrument or tool. So no changes made there. Read only and see what makes sense for you if you've got enough money. And if set the goal. Yeah, I want to have a goal to have enough money to buy a house by 2020, by 2019. When you fill that out, you may find out that you can actually do it right away. But let's look at the credit scores. Let's understand what goes into your credit score so you can improve your credit. 30% is based on what you owe. That's that utilization rate that we're talking about in the last segment. Percent of your credit score is from that utilization rate. 35% of your credit score comes from the fact of, are you paying on time, yes or no? Do you have any 30-day lates, 90-day lates, 60-day lates, any of those kind of things? So if you look at that, that's 65% of your credit score is just coming from your credit cards. So you want to have three of them, and you want to make sure that you're paying them on time and that you're paying them right as much as you can right before the statement closing date. We talked about in the last segment, if you didn't get that information, go back to that segment, listen to it again. It'll be on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. You'll get it there. Or it'll be on our page on our ronsiegelradio.com. We'll have it all up there by probably tomorrow morning at the very latest. So we've got 30% comes from the amount owed. 35% comes from your payment history. 10% is from your credit mix. That means, do you have credit cards? Do you have car loans? Do you have a mortgage? Ideally, one mortgage, two cars, three credit cards. That is the ideal credit mix. But again, that counts for 10% of your score. 15% is from credit history. So how old are your credit trade lines? That's the question mark in that one. How old are those trade lines? And 10% comes from new credit. So that's the inquiries that you have made recently. Or are you making any inquiries? So that's 10% of your score is coming from there. So that's where you're getting how your credit score is made up. You need to understand all of those. The more you understand of it, the more you're able to work on the issues that are might be hindering your score in any event. Now, if you need help on that part, well, then you just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends that do that as a profession. They can help you with that. So what are some of the credit score facts and fallacies? Well, the fallacy score determines whether or not I get credit. Fact, lenders use a lot of factors to make credit decisions, including your FICO score. I should mention that a FICO score is not a credit score. It is not a Vantage score. It is not the Credit Karma score. It's not the Credit Sesame score. It is a FICO score. Fair Isaac Corporation is the one that generates a FICO score. The bureaus pay for that. Lenders look at information such as the amount of debt you can reasonably handle given your income, your employment history, and your credit history. Based on their perception of this information as well as their specific underwriting policies, lenders may extend credit to you, although your score is low, or decline your request for credit, although your score is high. Next myth, a poor credit score will haunt me forever. Well, the fact is, just the opposite is true. Actually, there's no place that your credit score is even stored. It's generated every time one of the bureaus, one of the aggregators, go in and request it. So you can get a new credit score right now, and 10 minutes from now, it could be different. The opposite is true. A score, again, is a snapshot of your risk at a particular moment in time. Changes as new information is added to your bank and credit bureau files. Scores change gradually as you change the way you handle credit. For example, past credit problems impact your scores less and less as time passes. Lenders request a current score when you submit a credit application, so they have the most recent information available. Therefore, by taking the time to improve your scores, you can qualify for more favorable interest rates. Next myth, credit scoring is unfair to minorities. Big myth. Scoring considers only credit-related information. Factors like gender, race, nationality, and marital status are not included. In fact, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act prohibits lenders from considering this type of information when issuing credit. Independent research has been done to make sure that credit scoring is not unfair to minorities or people with little credit history. Scoring has proven to be an accurate and consistent measure of repayment for all people who have some credit history. In other words, at a given score, non-minority and minority applicants are equally likely to pay as agreed. Next myth. Credit scoring infringes on my privacy. Well, the fact of the matter is credit scoring evaluates the same information lenders already look at. The credit bureau report, credit application, and or your bank file. A score is simply a numeric summary of that information. Lenders using scoring sometimes ask for less information, fewer questions on the application form, for example. Next myth. A score will drop if I apply for new credit. If it does, it probably won't drop much. If you apply for several credit cards within a short period of time, multiple requests for your credit report information called inquiries will appear on your report. Looking for new credit can equate with higher risk, but most credit scores are not affected by multiple inquiries from auto or mortgage lenders within a short period of time. Typically, these are treated as a single inquiry and will have little impact on your credit score. We'll continue our conversation about getting ready for the new home purchase in the spring. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, why you shouldn't get a big tax refund. We'll talk about that when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Ask About Reverse Mortgages. .com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? Ask about reverse mortgages. They will help you get that information that you need. See if we can get you on the right track to get some of that equity, make use of some of that equity and benefit for your family. Why would you want a large tax refund? A lot of people are in shock that they're not getting as big a tax refund as they had hoped for. That's a good thing. I don't know why you want one. Each tax season, many people rush to file their return as soon as they can so they can get a big, fat refund check. Sound familiar? Is the pattern you've been in? Well, I want to give you a little bit of a reality check. Don't make an interest-free loan to the government. Nearly 112 million refunds were issued last year, with the average refund being $2,895, according to the Internal Revenue Service. What would a check for nearly $3,000 mean in your life this year? You could use it to pay down debt, take a vacation, or fund your retirement. I'd like to suggest another alternative for next tax year. How about making it so you don't get that big chunk of change in the first place? As weird as it sounds, that's actually my hope for your wallet. quote, "I'd prefer that you get no refund at all," is what a lot of folks will say. If you're getting one, it means that you've made an interest-free loan to the government and your money has been working for them, not you, all year long. People often gripe that Uncle Sam already gets too much of their money. Why give them more? Sure, a lot of folks try to justify their tax refunds by saying it's a way to force themselves to save money. I agree that saving money is a valid concern. I believe there's a better way to accomplish that goal. Hey, get on that RSR budget. Text RSR budget to 79564. Let's watch and see how we can set that up. Put the numbers to work for you. Adjust your withholding at work. Here's a Consumer Champs preferred alternative. Let's say you typically get a refund of $1,200 every year. Try reducing your withholding at work by $100 a month. Then have your bank or credit union automatically transfer that $100 each month into a savings account. Never see the money, never miss it, but the end result is that you'll build your savings and earn interest throughout the year. In fact, got some high yield options that are available as well. Maybe you can even buy some CDs at the bank. Talk to your human resource department or payroll specialist at work to reduce your withholding going forward. When you figure out your taxes this year, talk to your tax professional. Let them help you as well with figuring out how to minimize your taxes. That means you're going to get a bigger paycheck every pay period. Rather get a bigger paycheck every pay period or only once a year. That is your choice. Make sure you're close to even Steven as possible. The IRS has a withholding calculator to help you decide just the right amount of money to have held out of every paycheck. This will help ensure you meet your annual tax liability but prevent you from crossing over into refund territory. Another reason why bringing your refund down to as close to zero as possible makes sense. Criminals won't have any refund money to steal from you. Having too much money held out every check in anticipation of a big refund makes you a more attractive target for tax return identity thieves. Last tax season, the thieves were actively exploiting loopholes at companies to get access to bulk downloads of W-2 income forms so they can file as you and steal that fat refund. If there's no refund, hey, there's nothing to steal. Wouldn't that be a benefit to you? Think about that concept. Now, I know that a lot of people say, you know, I want to have that forced savings. Well, force it on yourself and do it through your company's payroll department. You get the same result, but you just don't have as big a burden down the road. Just a thought for you. That's the real-time real estate. I'm sorry, the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we are continuing our conversation this morning. We're chatting a little bit about plan to buy a house this spring. There are opportunities there for you to buy a house this spring. You can do it. So our methodology here is we've been chatting about getting you educated on the concept of your credit scores, your credit report. Just want to make sure that you understand how that's working for you. So here's, we're going to continue that conversation right now. Let me get that report back up. Talked quite a bit about understanding your credit scores, myths and facts of the credit score, different versions of the credit score. So that's another issue. There are a lot of different versions out there of your credit score. What are some of these? What does that mean to you? What are the different versions of the credit score? Well, you've got the FICO score. I've talked to you about that one in the past, right? We understand the FICO score, Fair Isaac Corporation. We've also talked about Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. They're using Vantage scores. So the FICO score, that's used in 90% of U.S. lending decisions. The FICO scores, they're not used for anything. They're not used at all. So used at Vantage, what you can really do with them is see the trajectory of your scores. But they're not going to give you any good information, any usable information, right? The usable information comes from understanding exactly what's in your report, how to use that on a FICO basis, how to get the highest scores possible, and that paying your bill twice a month. get on the budget with us, RSR budget, text RSR budget, no space, to 79564. You can also go to mbelinks.com/budget, get in there, and help build yourself up to a point where you can buy that new house in the spring with the lowest possible payment, most purchasing power possible. That's what we want to get for you. Highest, largest purchasing power possible for your specific scenario. Everyone's got a different scenario. You just need to understand yours, and you need to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.